Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Hello, and welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. This is episode 13, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about weight loss. And let me tell you a little bit about my story. I used to weigh around 240 to 250 pounds. I'm about 5'10", 5'9 and a half to 5'10". And I was able to lose 80 pounds just by doing some simple changes. I stopped eating fast food completely. I started running, which was my exercise of choice at the time. And I stopped drinking alcohol. And those are really the three things that I did that led to an 80-pound weight loss. So when you're trying to lose weight, always remember the five pillars. These can help with weight loss. The five pillars are really good for everything that has to do with health and wellness. And the first thing that you really should do is make sure you're drinking plenty of water. I know I say this every week, but it's very important to get enough water in your body to help flush some of the poisons out of your body, right? You need water. Water will also help you feel fuller, so you won't eat as much. And if you drink ice water, it can actually help you lose weight by forcing your body to burn calories to heat that water up to body temperature. The second thing that is super important is eating whole foods. We've talked about this before too, but whole foods really will help you not only lose weight, but they'll help you with your energy level, they'll help you feel better in general, and I can tell you, I did the Whole30 diet about 2 years ago, and I felt fantastic. How do you do this? Well, you know, what I like to do is make delicious stir fries with fresh vegetables and lean protein or tofu. You can use chicken, you can use beef, you can use pork, you can use whatever you want, or you can leave out the protein. And sometimes I make stir fries with gnocchi, which is a potato dumpling. And I just throw broccoli, different colored peppers in there, some onions, zucchini, yellow squash, whatever you have that is a fresh vegetable, throw it in there. And you can season it with, you can use stir fry sauce. I usually don't because it's full of sugar. So what I do is I normally take a little bit of curry paste and mix it with some coconut milk and throw it in there just to give it a little bit of spice. I may also add some turmeric. Whatever you like to add to your stir fries, that's what I recommend doing. You could also serve it over rice if you'd like to. Just make sure that you use brown rice. It's a lot healthier for you. And always pay attention to how much food that you actually eat. No matter what you eat, if you eat too much of it, it's going to lead to weight gain if you don't get enough exercise to burn off those calories, right? But it's a whole lot harder to eat too many vegetables than it is foods that are high in calories and foods that have empty calories, which we'll talk about a little bit later here. What type of diet should you eat? The Mediterranean diet is the best. There have been many studies that have shown this. Over and over, it's better for your heart. It's better for keeping your weight at a decent, you know, healthy level. And the Mediterranean diet is really, it's lots of vegetables, grains, and healthy spices. The main meat is fish, and you only eat red meat rarely when you're on the Mediterranean diet. I would caution you to be careful with fad diets. So anything that sounds too good to be true probably is. Yo-yo dieting is not good for your body. The keto diet can help you lose weight. I know a lot of people that have had a lot of success with this diet. I would always recommend something that is more balanced than the keto diet. If it works for you, it's okay. I just have a hard time believing that it's all that healthy for you. So that's just my opinion. I know there's a lot of people out there that have, like I said, lost a lot of weight with the keto diet. And, you know, if you can stay on it and you like it, keep doing it. Consider natural supplements to help suppress your diet. So I can tell you that Sunshine Nutraceuticals has three different diet supplements. We have the weight loss formula, which is the most popular by far. We have Keto Ultra. This is the one that I use. Keto Ultra has raspberry ketones, African mango, green tea extract. It's got a little bit of caffeine, some apple cider vinegar, kelp, and grape seed extract. And all of these work together to help reduce hunger. What I normally do is I try to only eat my calories between about 3:30 and 6 to 7 at night, so a 3 to 4 hour window. And I will take the Keto Ultra supplement during the day if I feel hungry, and it really will help suppress my hunger. And I can tell you that the only thing that I usually consume during the day is water and coffee. And that's also when I take my supplements. The third diet supplement we have is Keto 5. And this is a lot like the weight loss formula, but it's specifically designed for those utilizing the ketogenic diet. So if you're on the ketogenic diet and you want to curb your hunger, Keto 5 could be for you. You can find these three supplements at sunshinentc.com. Be sure to use the coupon code PODCAST, PODCAST, and you will get 10% off your entire order. Shipping in the United States is always free. The next thing I want to talk about is exercise. Remember, what I did is I ran. I want to tell you that the most important thing when picking exercise is always do something that you enjoy. It's not going to do any good if you hate it and you don't do it. So if you're not a runner, don't run, okay? If you don't like gyms, don't go to the gym. Find something that you like. It could be anything, tennis, racquetball. You could just do your own thing at home, right? You could watch there's plenty of YouTube videos and TikTok people that do morning exercises. You can just get on there and do it with them. Just try to make it a habit. Exercise is super important, guys. It increases your metabolism, which burns more calories per unit time. It also helps the quality of your sleep. It's good for your bones and joints. It strengthens your heart. I will tell you that if you haven't been exercising, always check in with your physician prior to starting an exercise routine. This is important. You don't want to end up with, you know, a heart attack or something. So always check with your physician. What should you avoid when you're trying to lose weight? Well, fast food is one. Remember, fast food is full of fat. It's full of empty calories, and it's just high calories, right? I would stay away from fast food, stay away from processed foods. Remember, you want to stick with whole foods. Try to limit candy, cakes, pies. These are empty calories that will do nothing but add to your weight. They're not good for your body. Yeah, they taste good, and you can eat them in limited quantities, but don't overdo it. Try to limit the white bread, the white rice, the white pasta, white potatoes, all of these. Again, there are many substitutes for these items. Stick to brown rice, healthy breads, whole wheat pasta. You will get used to the taste if you start eating these types of foods. Stay away from alcohol. Alcohol is full of calories. It's not good for your body. It's a neurotoxin. We've talked about it in previous podcasts. Try to limit or stay away from alcohol. High-calorie coffee drinks and energy drinks and soda, especially sugared soda, but diet soda is not good for you either. These things are full of calories. And if they're not full of calories, they have artificial sweeteners, which are not good for you. Be sure to get enough sleep. If you don't know what good sleep hygiene is, listen to my Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast on sleep hygiene. I just recorded it last week. So I strongly suggest listening to this if you haven't. It's episode number 12. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night will help maintain a healthy weight. It'll also make you feel better. It'll give you more energy. Sleep is very important for your mental health as well. The most important thing that I'm going to tell you during this podcast is to learn to love your body. Not everyone can be the perfect shape. And speaking of the perfect shape, who determines the perfect shape? Is it the people in Hollywood? Is it somebody that is in your family? The secret is nobody determines the perfect shape, and there really isn't one. You need to be happy with your own body. Don't let other people dictate your body type. Learn to love yourself. If you do all the things that we talked about in this podcast, then you should be happy with the way you look. You will feel better, and others will be more attracted to you. Do not try to look like someone else. And remember, the only person that you should compare yourself to is the person you were yesterday. Always remember that the most important person to impress is you. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions on health and wellness, mindset, prescription drugs, natural supplements, or any of my products at Sunshine Nutraceuticals, please email me at sunshine.nutraceuticals@yahoo.com. And we'll be back next week with another episode of the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.